Hello. This is Dr. Evgenia Goldschar dictating an endoscopy report on Jennifer Brown, date of birth 3/5/1982, date of procedures December 20th, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschar. Your referring physician is Dr. Mitul Shah. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Indication is blood in the stool, common abdominal pain, common constipation. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia prepared. A digital rectal examination was normal. Period. A well lubricated lumpostidial colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision into the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peninsular orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. The last approximately 5 to 10 centimeters of the terminal, the last approximately 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum was evaluated, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflexia was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 8, 2-3-3, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications, period. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, the terminal ileum appeared to have erythematous patches in the distal 5 centimeters, but there was no evidence of any ulceration. Biopsies were obtained of the erythematous areas. Next line. Biopsies were obtained of the right transverse and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis. Please go back to the pre-procedure diagnosis and add diarrhea. Next line of the findings. In the rectosigmoid area, there was evidence of punctate-like little ulceration seen. Biopsies were obtained randomly in this area for histology. Next line. There were 2 diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was grade 1 interminable hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line. Planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Repeat colonoscopy likely in 5 years pending path. Next line. If there is any evidence of active inflammation noted, in the terminal ileum, delete that portion just to follow up path of the terminal ileum erythema. Next line. Follow up and office as previously scheduled.